Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The left fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nino Espinoza. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nino Espinoza. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Spear reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randle moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Randle moves to third. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first, with Espinoza covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Nino Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 1 in the game. Staker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Staker reaches second base with a double. Nino Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Staker moves to third. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Cromartie moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cranepool. Cash scores. Spear goes all the way around to score. Dawson moves all the way to home. It's 5-1, Expos. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Myrick now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Randle is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 3 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Cash, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.